professional investigation over the past 13 months into the fake elector scheme in our state.
That's Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays announcing that a state grand jury indicted 11 Arizona Republicans, seven Trump allies from around the country, for taking part in a conspiracy to declare Donald Trump as the winner of Arizona's 2020 presidential election. And joining us this morning is a former Republican political consultant, Chuck Coughlin. Now, Chuck is not a former consultant. He's just a former Republican because you still do things with Republicans, just not generally people who deny that Biden won Arizona's popular vote. Right, Chuck?
Yeah, that's a challenge. That's a challenge in my business life.
Well,
we still have about, 55 to 60% of Republican primary voters still believe that. So
do you think that the fake electors possibly facing prison time could maybe point the Republican Party down a less Trump conspiracy theory focused path?
Yeah, I mean, this is part of the journey we're all on together. Until we digest this information as a political body, we're in trouble. But Republicans continue to, look back and claim fraud, and that's been a electoral challenge for all of them because the majority of the electorate doesn't believe that. And so when they walk down these aisles rhetorically to argue that case, and you're in a competitive general election, you're not doing yourself any favors.
Chuck, some of the people indicted are actually attorneys. So do you think others may have thought what they were doing was legal? I mean, if there are attorneys involved, right?
My father is an attorney and I've a great one, and I've been around a lot of lawyers, but lawyers, like everybody else, you pay an opinion and they'll give you an opinion, or if they want to manufacture one, they'll manufacture one. But it does come down to the law. It comes down to actually what the law says and what they're doing. And I think in this instance, I think many of them got caught up with the scheme to create a falsity in order to abet this conspiracy to perpetuate Donald Trump's term in office. And, that's what the attorney general found. Unfortunately, our last attorney general sat on this information for over a year and didn't do anything. It happened on his watch. And you're now faced with the consequences of an attorney general that's actually trying to enforce the law.
So some of the people on this list, like state senators Jake Hoffman, Anthony Kern, Kelly Ward, who was the former chairperson of the Arizona Republican Party, they would seem to maybe know better. Do you feel, though, like some of the other people, some of these other 11 Republican electors were kind of dragged into this and really didn't know what they were doing?
I couldn't say that they didn't know what they were doing, Jim. These are smart people. They're very, veteran political people, and their role, as we, they are electors for Donald Trump, and Donald Trump didn't win the election, and yet they still submitted their paperwork as electors. Other states chose, like Nevada, I think, and New Mexico, Pennsylvania and New Mexico submitted slates of electors saying, if we're found to be a valid elector, then we will be counted. There was no such language in the Arizona submission. And so this is an outright fraud. And I think they all get caught up in it. But to say that they didn't know what they were doing, I think that's given them way too much leeway.
All right. Once again, that is Chuck Coughlin. He heads up High Ground, which is a political consultancy here. And Chuck is a former Republican, having left the party over all of this 2020 election business.